Different meeting.
Okay. I'll call the meeting to order. There we go. We determined a quorum. Cheryl, would you please get to the quorum?
Jean Wallace.
Oh, Sharon is there. Here.
Jay Lister.
Here.
Cheryl Palmer.
Here.
Megan Whitson.
Here.
Cheryl Hendren.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. And what we have before us is new business. And the first item under new business is resignation and settlement release agreement. And the first thing we're going to do actually is going to executive session and talk with our attorney about this. We have some attorney-client stuff we're still working on. And so we'll do that, but it shouldn't take us very long. We'll be right back out and then we'll be here. Okay, can I have a message? A motion for executive session, please.
I'll make a motion to move into executive session for the purpose of attorney-client communication regarding the legal rights and obligations of the district related to the resignation and proposed settlement submitted by superintendent and options regarding same.
I'll second.
Okay, motion been made and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. That's what we're going to do is we're going to go around into the little office that's outside and in the other. Order. And you see, the first thing is we actually have our attorney, John Sedor, with us right there in a little black box. So people know that. Okay, first thing, I think we'll go with the motion and then we will talk about it.
I can make the motion. I move to accept the resignation of Lisa Stroh as superintendent of schools effective June 30th, 2015, as well as the settlement and release agreement signed by Dr. Stroh on December 31st, 2014.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Sharon, could you call the roll?
Jean Ellis?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes, did we want to make comments on this first?
Oh, I'm sorry. I did that completely. I'm sorry. Yes. We don't want to call the roll. I know technically Robert's Rules of Order, you're supposed to make the motion first and then discuss it. But we've actually been doing it where we make the motion second because then have the discussion first with a lot of our regular things because it's our first opportunity to talk about it. So I kind of get on a roll when we have the motion. So anyway, yes, no, we don't want to do that. All righty. So we have a motion in front of us. And we have quite a few people here. I didn't know if anybody had any particular, if there are any people that wanted to make any comments or had any questions. And the board members pretty well probably have most of their questions answered. So we'll start with Carl. I'm going to actually kind of keep track of who talks in what order so we don't repeat ourselves. Could you do that, Cheryl, please?
2 minutes, is that what we're doing?
Sure. Okay, Carl?
Well, I'm just curious if the terms and conditions of the release agreement will be made public.
Yes, they will. Yeah, they're going to be public as soon as this is over. Yep. Any other questions?
Is it? One more follow-up. Is it possible for you to go over that during the meeting?
Certainly. John, could you go? He was asking if the terms and agreements would be made public, and if we could go over them at this time. Do you want to do that for us?
Is that a question for me?
He wanted to know what the terms were, and if we could go over them at this time, rather than... And I thought maybe you would be the one that would like to go over them.
I would recommend that the board's been advised regarding the terms of the settlement agreement, and that document would become a public document once it's approved by the board, and then it's public. I'm not sure that not necessarily thinking that going through the, I think it's a 7-page document, line for line would be efficient or effective use of my time. Of course, I will defer to the board. It's the settlement release is a settlement and release whereby the superintendent waives any and all claims against the school district. The school district waives claims, any claims it may have against the superintendent. Administrative matters are excluded. language of the settlement agreement or pro forma and cites the statutes and cases.
I mean, I would suspect that the question has more to do with the financial implications. I don't know if I'm right, Carl, but I would suspect that actually the question really is, how come are we paying 6 months severance? Is that the question? What's the question?
I have no idea what you're paying.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he doesn't. What they want to know is what we are going to be paying her, and what that agreement is.
The superintendent made an offer to the school district. That offer included her resignation. That's one of the documents. That's the attachment to the settlement and release agreement. The offer also included the proposal to be kept on administrative leave with pay through June 30th, 2014. That offer is something the district had the opportunity, or has in front of it right now, the opportunity to accept or not accept. I am recommending that the district accept that offer. So when somebody makes an offer, it can be accepted or not accepted. It's not necessarily the case that the district or the board in this case can unilaterally change the date. The changing of the date would constitute a rejection of the offer and a counteroffer. That's not where we're at today. As to the administrative leave through June 30th, which happens to be 6 months, I don't try to read the mind of other parties. I try to focus on what they actually submit and what they write and what they sign. In this case, I think that a review of the superintendent's contract would probably give a clue as to why the 6 months might have been selected. But I'm not going to reach a conclusion. I'm only going to surmise.
Does the board member have a question that could go to this? Because there is the one area in the contract that you might speak to for us.
That's the contract, which is also a public document, that it was signed by the superintendent on March 27th, 2014, has a number of provisions in it. It's a 5-page document. It allows for, which addresses all aspects of the employment relationship. It provides in paragraph 15 for discharge without cause and says if that's going to be pursued, the board would have to pay 6 months plus a 10-day notice period of salary and medical insurance.
And that is without cause?
That's paragraph 15, discharge without cause.
Do any board members have any other questions, or do you guys have any questions for us that we could? John?
I think this is kind of a dub. The basically what you're saying is that you're going to be paying a person for 6 months for not working here.
What his question was is basically we're paying a person for 6 months for not working here.
She is not providing superintendent services if this is accepted. She's not providing superintendent services from now through June 30th, and she would be receiving her salary and her health benefits. That's correct.
Kyle?
Why did you bring up the being discharged without cause paragraph?
He was wondering why I brought up the being discharged without cause paragraph.
Why didn't you?
What? Yeah.
Maybe
another board member might have.
Other than that is the one place in the contract where you do find a 6 month payment, which coincidentally or not, is also in the proposed settlement agreement.
questions from board members? Silence. Okay, are we ready for the question? The question before us is, the motion before us is, move to accept the resignation of Lisa Stroh as superintendent of schools effective June 30, 2015, as well as the settlement and release agreement signed by Dr. Stroh on December 31st, 2014. Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Jean Ellis?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Humphrey?
Yes.
Cheryl Vile?
Yes.
Megan Lister?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay, I think that's goodbye, John. Now, the next thing on our agenda, do you guys have a copy of the rough agenda? Are there extra copies around?
Yeah, they're on the desk.
Okay, just so people kind of know where we're going here. Okay, the next, Melissa, we might as well go ahead and do this in the order we're technically supposed to under Robert's rules. So why don't I have a motion, and then we'll discuss it.
I make a motion to appoint Erica Klute-Painter as interim superintendent through June 30th, 2015.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Actually, we feel extremely lucky to have someone with such capabilities on hand and able to take over at this time. This is a real positive for Petersburg School District, and we're very pleased that you are willing to do this. Board member questions, comments?
Just thank you for helping out.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a motion before us. Actually, I think with these, we should do all these with roll call vote. So, Sharon?
Megan Lister?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Humphrey?
Yes.
Jean Ellis?
Yes.
Cheryl Pyle?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Congratulations. And then the next thing is administrative organization. We were talking about what might happen next, and at this point, we're going to ask you for a recommendation.
Okay. So,
because what we're looking at is, because Erica is the elementary principal, she will be moving over to the superintendent, so then we're looking for someone to fill in the elementary principal position. And then, just so people know what the process is here, then we will begin a search for our new superintendent. And you know, these agreements are all through the 1st of July, and then we will see what happens next. So, over to you.
Okay. So, yes, lots of things going on and lots of changes, and it's all going to work out well, I think. So, just as you're saying that you appreciate me being willing to do this at this point, I also have to say that I appreciate Terry Toland, who has her principal credential and is a secondary teacher currently in the elementary school. And she is ready and willing and able to step into the elementary principal position at this point in time. And she's agreed to do it, and I think she'll do a great job. And then the next question is probably what will happen in second grade, and so I could speak to that as well if you...
Why don't you go ahead and speak to that? We haven't actually done a motion on this one, so why don't we keep going?
Do you want me to do that?
Because we're not doing that part of it, but we can, yeah.
People
want to know.
Anyway, so the other thing that's kind of worked itself out as this has all come together is that Katie Berry has been doing her student teaching currently throughout the whole entire fall in Terry's classroom in the second grade room, and was preparing to take over full-time after Christmas already within the practicum. So we're going to be doing some, we've already contacted the Department of Ed about that, and we've actually done that before in our district. Actually in the high school, we did it with a teacher who ended up leaving and was going to be having a student teacher with him that year, and we were able to also work with that teacher at that point. And then you can actually figure out a way to put them on the salary schedule and provide some reimbursement for that as well.
Well, one on a little bit of a side note. In Terry's class, there happens to be my granddaughter, Martha, and Megan's son, Isaac. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a coincidence. Okay, so we have a recommendation from you that we appoint Terry Tolan as interim elementary principal. So I would like to hear a motion on that.
I make a motion to appoint Terry Tolan as interim elementary principal through June 30th, 2015, and direct the interim superintendent, Erica Klute-Painter, to recommend to the board at the next board meeting a stipend or contract for the additional responsibilities of this position.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. This will be kind of discussed before. We can discuss a little more after if you'd like. Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Oh, I need to read the motion again. Okay, one motion one more time. The motion before us is to appoint Terry Tolan as interim elementary principal through June 30, 2015, and direct the interim superintendent, Erica Klute-Painter, to recommend to the board at the next board meeting a stipend or contract for the additional responsibilities of the position. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. All right, and actually then we will also consider something for Erica at our next meeting. Our next regular meeting is actually next Tuesday, so it isn't too far off.
January 20th,
Tuesday after next. Okay, good. I'm happy about that. Okay, then the next thing on our agenda is superintendent search. And the Alaska Association of School Boards does provide a superintendent search option, and we didn't use it last time, but we're seriously considering it, using it this time. And the other thing that we actually have set up with AASB, that Timmy Tolis was going to come down for some training the 27th, I believe it is, of January, and so it would be simple to move that training session into a combination, some training and some setting the beginning of a search. We also, we did so much for the search last time that a lot of that stuff is already in place in terms of what people are looking for, and some of those things are probably already, we're ahead of the game that way. Any more comments about that? All right. Anything else anything for the good of the order comes up at the January 20th meeting. So, I would like a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you all very much.